Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
A very good morning to you and welcome to another edition of Fresh Titans with myself, Shekwan, where I get to interview men and women of very great strength, intellect and importance. I mean, it's in the name, right? They are in various industries and basically have overcome a lot on their journeys and built really great careers for themselves. And we're just here to learn and soak up as much as we can to inspire us to chase more of our dreams. And today I have the great pleasure of interviewing an old school mate of mine, Kaurumbwa Koyo. Hope I'm pronouncing that right.
No,
I did not too bad.
Correct.
Who is now an international lawyer by profession and recently just resigned from government services. He's also engaged in international law and environmental law consultancy work. A very good morning to you, KK. How are you doing?
Good morning, Shekwan. Thank you for that warm introduction and firstly, happy birthday to Fresh FM.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my lucky
that.
Day.
Yeah.
Got a cupcake.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, you're more than welcome. So let's get right into it. So first things first, everybody clearly has a starting point, right? So what was your career and educational startup, so to say? And please do not hold back. We're sharing some of those hustles that you had that nobody knows about or a lot of people don't know about.
No, great. No, that is a great question. Okay, how I started my career, my law career, I started straight after high school. I wanted to do the whole gap year thing.
Okay.
You know, but my mom forced me. She has been in the legal profession as well. So I wanted to do law. Wasn't really my heart. I was more the rapper type. So I wanted to go, you know, that direction, but it didn't work too well out. Then I went through law school, UNAM, did a B-Juris degree. Then I also did a LLB degree there at UNAM.
Yeah.
So during that time, I started attaching myself, volunteering as a student intern at the Law Reform and Development Commission. So we were just like, we were called water boys at the time because we were just come work for free. But at the same time, it gave us the exposure we needed. So my legal career started there,
okay.
Or my professional career rather, at Law Reform and Development Commission around 2011, while we were still student interns.
Okay.
So that's where we started.
So apart from that, what would you say that, yes, you were called a water boy or referred to at the time, right? But what would you say are some of the things that you took away from that experience that still shape your career today?
I would say professionalism.
Okay.
Yes, because I remember the first days when I would go to the office, because I was never exposed to an office setup or corporate environment and all that. So when I got there, it was like I was being told, okay, first of all, I would quote, because he always says it. At the time, it was Saki Shangala, who was the chairperson of the Law Reform and Development Commission. So we came there. So as I came there, he told me, take off your earrings. Why are you wearing earrings? Impress the girls with your intellect. So he jokingly said that. But I took that and I took it and I ran with it. So now always, you know, look at image as a thing that you need to always keep up, professionalism. So that's what I got from that whole exposure, that journey. So you always have to be ready. So that has helped me and shaped me a lot.
So in 2009, you were awarded a Chinese government scholarship through an arrangement between the Namibian government and Ministry of Finance and Commerce in China, right? And this is where you got to do a postgraduate studies at the Wuhan University. Tell us very quickly, how was that experience for you?
No, that experience was life-changing because there was a pre-China KK and afterwards when I went there, because now I was in there, a different country, different environment, language barrier. So we went through that, and mind you, it was corona. The epicenter of coronavirus, Wuhan. So it was a whole roller coaster emotions, but it was a very interesting journey which I can never forget.
So how has that experience shaped you? Because you say that there was a KK before Wuhan and then obviously after the fact, right? How do you feel that has shaped and changed you?
The complacency, the mindset. Because now I was in an environment where you are dealing with different people. So first of all, you humble yourself, because now you are getting help from, you don't speak the language, you have to eat food that you're not familiar to. So that's just in essence the environment. Professionally, of course, I was at a world-class university. So, and then you deal with different, lecturers coming from all over the world, Harvard. And so it was, it shaped me in that sense. I became more academic, because I was in an academic space, and I became more thoughtful. So the critical thinking aspect in me, all that has changed. So I'm more like focused on, we need to work. You're seeing now how the real world works, as opposed to when I was here. Here it was more like, okay, get my salary, go to Pharaoh's, go where, you know, it was that kind of lifestyle, but now it's a bit different.
Okay. So with everything that you have going on, right, how do you find that balance between work and life?
Basically, I'm so much into personal development. So I always try to get mentorship from different, from life itself, from different people, from, you know, so I'm one of those. So I try to simplify life. So I try to simplify things. So I don't try to fit the norm to fit. So I try to dress as I want, try to, but of course, respectfully, respecting offices and people you're going to.
Yeah.
So I try to live a bit more. So that's why I went into consultancy in essence. Of course, it's a bit tough when you go into entrepreneurship compared to when I was working in government, for example. So now you need to now hustle. It's on your own pace. But what I love is like, you see, like today I can take a day off and say, no, I'm just... So at least there's that aspect to it in entrepreneurship.
Okay.
So the entrepreneurship aspect comes out when you... And it helps me. So when you live that sort of life, it's a work. My work is my life, actually, in a sense.
So
I include my family and everybody around it. So it becomes so easier for me. So like, obviously with the consultancy, I can decide... Go sit at the beach, walk on my laptop. That's what I need. I just need Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
When you're working for someone, as much as, you know, we're obviously ambitious and we would love to one day also have people work for us, when you're working for someone else, you have like set times, right? Like you could easily just leave. But then when you're working for yourself, you're literally working around the clock.
Yeah. You say you have the worst kind of boss yourself.
Because everything is dependent on you at the end
you,
of the day.
On you. But it's an interesting journey. It's a liberating journey because now the conversation, like coming from China, has been about creating wealth. Generational wealth, creating, you know, shaping our communities, getting inspired in a different kind of mindset, work ethic, because you see how other people are preparing, you know, in the world. So, yeah.
Especially in our community, I would say as well, like in our black community,
100%.
That is something, a conversation that needs to literally be spotted in every corner.
Black decks, all those issues, people are being, I'm seeing people with so much potential being just held down because of their community. So, luckily for me, I have a disruptive type of approach. So, for me, I cannot really be boxed in like that. And I've also had government experience almost 10 years.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm involved in this policy space. I've represented maybe a couple of times, AU level, where... So for me, it's a bit more easier. But I'm seeing the young child coming up and just being, you know... crippled in the environment.
And trying to follow the journeys of the people around them.
Not understanding. Those people don't know better than you. Our mothers are not financial advisors. So they wouldn't know anything about finances. They may know about hard work. They may know about raising kids. They may know about in a certain way. But now where the world is going, like, no, I love you, mommy, but no, you cannot tell me about... how to become a millionaire. Do you understand? So it's one of those. And as Africans, and while we that respect boundary, that line, somehow we are fearful of crossing and having that conversation, which is difficult, but we have to have it.
Yeah. That makes sense, though. Okay. What legacy would you want to leave behind? So anyone who's listening right now that, you know, probably went to school with you, like I did, for example, or probably just people who know you in other spaces, right? What legacy would you want to leave with those people, even people that you work with on a regular or whatever it is?
Okay, I've become a proponent of law of averages. Like, I just believe what you know, for every action is a reaction. What you put in is what you get out. You know, you are the master of your own... So, Captain of your soul, how does that? So, I'm very strong on that. So, I'm trying to live a life whereby I'm eliminating excuses in my hustle, in everything I do. Like, no excuse. You can, it's up to you. So, if I can leave that impression in a younger child, you know, from Karutura, hopeless, you know, and say, no. I also come from Marola, Karutura. You're not trying to sound inspiration or anything like that, but I'm just saying, try to tap into that. Tap into your genius early on and... always, you know, believe in your cause.
But not even you saying that you don't even want to sound inspirational or whatever. I mean, that's why you're here, you know.
Okay.
You made it out, went as far as you did, brought back everything that you learned that side, and obviously you're intentional with trying to pass that on to the next generation.
100%.
So we have to give you credit for that.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah.
And then also maybe just finally, what advice, I know you touched on it just a little bit, on what advice would you have for a young Namibian professional, for example, who is listening to us right now, and just to draw a little bit of inspiration from you know, certain things that kept you moving or pushing and to coming to where you are right now, and obviously setting yourself up for better in the future as well.
All I'm saying, where we are going now, do not depend on your qualifications. Let that not define you. Do you understand? Let it not be, because most people box themselves in because, no, I'm a qualified QS, I'm a qualified whatever, but there's no employment. So some people would sit there and wait till kingdom come.
Your wait.
No, use... The essence of education is to empower you to think critically, is to empower you to... Like for me, you'll never see me posting degrees, but I don't even know where they are. What I got is the education, how to maneuver, how to move. So capitalize rather on that.
Yeah.
If an entrepreneurial, I would always encourage that, because I'm also a representative of the SME Compete. Okay. Yeah, where that's why I was appointed recently on the BIPA technical committee.
Yeah, that's correct.
So In that essence, I have an entrepreneurial approach to problem solving. Have that. Solve your own problems. Try to cultivate such a culture in yourself. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's great. KK, thank you so much for your time. And we really hope and pray that all the listeners who are listening right now, that they can really soak up inspiration from your story as well. And hopefully we're going to get testimonials back to say that, man, I enjoyed that. I know him from where. Mm. And but yeah, we wish you all the best, especially in your new role as well at BIPA. Mm. Yeah, so thank you for your time.
No, thank you, Shekwan. It was a very beautiful interview, and I'm actually refreshing also. So yeah. Sometimes we need to bounce back these sort of things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you.
And that was this week's Fresh Titan, only on Fresh FM.